Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. If you try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, lot of slime. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of prime. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. If you try to take it from me.
Yeah, you should probably do the opening with your mic on, bro.
Yo, that's the second time, Gab. What's good with you, bro?
Is my mic not on?
I was on.
All right. Well, you know, this, you
hot
know.
Start, hot start.
Anyway, welcome to the show, episode 342 of 4th and John. I'm Gail Saunders here with Evan Hollywood, Mr. Prime in the building, Mr. Mal in the building, and Mr. Damn Skippy, a.k.a. Hollis Thomas. We're talking pre-agency draft talk. There's a lot of news on the timeline. You know, Howie's making some moves out there. You know, some moves weren't made. And we have this guy named CJ looking like an extra on a Netflix special. I'm not going to even say, but you know who it is. I'm going to be honest and open about CJ. Watching him do his presser with the Lions, I felt he was in the feels. I felt he reverted back to some old feelings about he feels like it's the draft all over again. He feels a little disrespected. I think his the only person that he should have a real issue with is his agent. A 25-year-old who played like he did, who can't get a multi-year deal, is saying something. We mentioned some things on the last podcast. But, you know, of some other things that might be out there. But it is what it is. Eagle fans have loved your play over the season. You're putting tweets out there. You're a little salty. I get it. I'm just going to wash it under the bridge. I'll see you in Detroit. Oh, he says he thinks that they're going to win the Super Bowl with that team.
Oh, God.
see you in the playoffs.
I got a quick they offered him a deal, and I was telling Miguel about this. When you realize that you, as a player, the agent works for you. And one time the Eagles came to me with a deal, and they was bitching them on the deal wasn't getting done because of the way the money was structured. I gave my agent a platform of structure, and the deal was done. You don't leave that much money on the table. I don't give a damn how much it is. You work it out. The one thing that I did, that's why I was asking you guys, the question was, he hesitated. And once he hesitated, they signed everybody else, started signing everybody else. When he came back to the table, it wasn't really no money left. So you don't ever leave that. You don't never leave that type of money on the table. And the question was it at 25, how responsible would you guys have been about your own life and your own livelihood in this situation? If you know the agent works for you, you don't work for the agent. Guys have that fucked up. Guys, like, everybody keeps talking about Lamar Jackson don't need no fucking agent. They're trying to get him to have an agent. Agents don't do shit but go and pester people and try to get you more money and do, like, what I'm thinking that this just happened is he just talked him out of a multi-year deal with the Eagles. All he had to do was move some money around and make some guaranteed money. Now, I'm going to pose this question to you guys. Would you guys let your agent fuck you up like he just got fucked up?
Man, hell no. I would have signed back with the Eagles just because the defense is stacked in a way
that it leans towards you being able to keep putting these kinds of numbers up, right? It wasn't like a 6-7 year deal. Was it 3 years at 7.5, 8? Yeah. So I feel like it's a fair thing. You sign for the same thing to go to the Lions. You know, personally, I feel the Eagles are better situated. I think the Lions are going to be a good team next year. But I think right now the Eagles are better situated offensively, at least, to be able to carry a team into the playoffs. So I wouldn't have left that, Brett. And then you get a chance to re-sign at 28, right? And you know, have a shot at potentially more money. But he misplayed his hand in multiple ways, right? Moving from corner to safety, thinking safety was going to get him more money. Cornerbacks were signing for way more than safeties were this time around. So, you know, I think that CJ hopefully looks at this whole situation, assesses it, plays well next year, and then gets the deal he was looking for.
Yeah, I mean, to answer your question, Hollis, I really don't have an answer for you as far as what I would do in that situation, just simply because, like you are you played in the league, man. You got NFL money, you got all that. Bro, you have to understand that, like, people, normal people like us, if you put a seven-figure contract in front of them, dude, I don't know what the hell I would do. You know what I mean? Like,
but no,
that's the type of money I dream about.
But Ev, this is what I'm saying. It's like, you're 25. Yeah. And you're going to get, and they give you, and it's a deal. You're making the call. They put that much money in front of you, and all it is your agent and them fucking around with the way the money is
no, yeah, and I understand that, and you are 100% correct in the fact that the player is the one that should be making the decisions here. He's the guy that's in charge. The agent works for him. I 100% agree with that. But ultimately, the way I look at this whole sort of thing is like these agents, like these players are trained to play. These agents are trained to manage money, and when you are a young kid and you know no better, you assume that the agent is looking out for the best for you, and they're not always doing that.
For
the most part, they're looking out for the best for themselves.
That's what I was gonna say. Gonna say that because I learned this. My agent, I had a really good agent, but I knew you got to know when to step in. And it's like the other part of this is like he dropped it. He's a first round talent that dropped to the fifth round. That's why it's disappointing, and it was due to some off the field issues. Yeah. Now you get a three year deal, and they're trying to give you $24 million. You priced yourself out by moving from corner back to safety. All the other safeties got signed. It was like if you look at this too. I want to give Prime a chance. Look at this too. When his and I just learned this too. Guess who? Justin Evans' management is.
Is it the same person?
Same management.
Yeah.
It's the same person. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So you kind of, it's like you have to look out for yourself. And that's what, like, being like when I was a union rep, I was trying to tell these guys, once I learned from the older guys that motherfucker works for you, he's going to be trying to do what's best for him, but you need to look at it and do what's best for you. And if it's anything that I can tell that kid, is start looking out for your damn self, because they got all those other guys. And if they don't get you there, they will get one of the other guys there. Brian, what you got to say?
I mean, listen, man, it is part of the business. So the kid did his thing, and he showed us, you know, he was a good pickup in the during the season from the Saints. It was a good trade. He came in here. He did his job. He held it down. And, I mean, he helped make that defense the way it was. Now, his value out there definitely was high. I mean, as I've been doing this more and more with you guys, I'm learning more and more what this business is all about, how the money gets played around. To kind of answer your question, no, I wouldn't know how to handle that because, you know, I agree with Evan. I mean, we never been in a position you have, listening to you giving us the breakdown on what that would be like. I mean, the only thing that I could just say is being at that age, yeah, I would have been quick to grab whatever money was thrown my way, you know what I mean, just to go ahead and get a deal of money. But he knew what he was valued at. The key point is the agent was working for him. He wasn't working for the agent. The agent is who tanked. He messed this whole thing up.
And then embarrassed the hell out of himself.
He really did. Now, all right. I mean, the man, he pretty much controlled what he says at the podium. Now, I listened to him the other day, and it was weird already seeing him talking for another team. But, I mean, like, you came out already sideways. You could tell you were in your feelings. You could tell that you were hurt because we didn't go ahead and resign you. Well, bro, you need to take all that animosity and turn it against your agent, not against us. We wanted you back. We all wanted you back. We wanted this deal to work out. We were pleading day in and day out to go ahead and get this signing going on. I mean, shit, people were even talking about starting an OnlyFans account just to go ahead and bring you on. And look, and look
Prime, what happened. You were no, 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 Primus people.
Prime his prime helmets, bro. Different helmets. I mean, like,
no one know who it, that was with the Wu-Tang tattoo and the helmet on.
It was just crazy. Wow, how some of the Ninja comments, Turtles. Like, that's how bad they wanted to bring this dude back, bro. Like, it was serious. But for him to go ahead and just like start talking the way he talked yesterday, I'm like, damn. Like,
I honestly see it both ways, though, man. Because, like, I think that he has been immature in how this situation has been handled. Yes. But at the same time, I ultimately think CJ truly did want to come back here and continue playing here. I think that he views this as his best opportunity to win on top of making money. But it's one of those things that, like, I agree with some of what CJ is saying as far as like how quickly people turn. Bro, the timeline was mad weird the past couple days, man. Yeah. But talking Slay, down and CJ, trying to discredit what he's Hargrave. Done this year and talking about that. Like, bro, he was a baller. Like, he was like a top flight safety, and you can't take that away from him. And all these people now that he left the Eagles, and it kind of got a little bit, you know, awkward and ugly. Now they want to flip the script and act like something happened that didn't happen.
Exactly. But that's the fan base, bro. Like, you know, that's our fan base. That's the sad part that we got to go ahead and look at, like, how some a lot of people that are part of this fan base just are quick to turn on these players, and it's sad, man. Yeah. Like, I'm looking at some of the comments, and I'm like, damn, I wouldn't have never came out.
That's not. I mean, but some of them are bipolar out there and crazy.
Some of them are just as in the fields as CJ.
You know the weirdest thing about this whole situation is that I think that the timeline to us seemed quick, but you had to know that they had already been working behind the scenes on this deal. And they waited to the end, and they presented him with a deal, and he had a couple of weeks to mull it over, and then when he just flat out turned it down, they start working on the other stuff. The world this is not every song is not your song, every song is not meant for you. It's like, and if you wait and let that skip you, it's like musical fucking chairs. Somebody else will be sitting down. And you wait too late. It's only so much money that's gonna go around.
And that's life, right? When you miss that opportunity, man, you better step up. So Sports King has an interesting question here. So would you rather have CJ or would you rather have Slay?
I would rather have what we have right now. And that's not me being biased after the situation. I truly think that a cornerback is harder to find in this league than a safety. I think it comes down to that simple. Like, we got two elite shutdown outside corners right now. I mean, that is much harder to grab on your team than a corner and a safety.
Yeah, the way the situation was just handled, I gotta give props to Howie, man. He didn't just dwell on CJ. Like, he ended up, it's like y'all were saying, okay, bro, you don't want to go ahead and make a decision? No problem. I got other people to take care of. Yeah. I got other people in line. I got other people that want to be here. Let's go ahead and make that happen. And that's what
he get bullied,
what he
bro. Exactly. He didn't get bullied, right? Exactly. Like, to your point, he didn't get bullied. Yeah. Like, you know, he saw all these people leave. Folks got signed for deals that the Eagles probably could have matched, right? Like, we could have probably gave six to Miles Sanders, right? Like, we could have probably gave not 20 to Hargrave. That's out of pocket. But, like, there's other contracts that they could have matched and chose. Kazir White got X to go to the desert, right? Yeah. So there were situations where it could have been matched. How we let him walk, right? He went and got greedy, right? He went and, you know, you fill it with this person for $1.5 million.
Yeah.
Taking lottery tickets because he know, like, yo, we so stacked on offense at this point. You got a brand new defensive coordinator that's still instilling his program anyway. Just take a couple of these lottery shots, man. And so, you know, I respect Howie for not getting bullied. I feel like other GMs might have put too much money into keeping these dudes, and then 2 or 3 years down the road, this cap would have just been atrocious.
I was gonna say
the one thing that this reminds me of. I know you guys remember Bobby Hoyer, right?
Yep.
Yes.
And then some of you guys are old enough to remember Bobby Hoyer. Do you remember when he was really good under what's the guy's name? John Gruden. He's really good that one half the season. They offered him a contract towards the middle to the end of that season to re-up. He turned it down. And you know what happened that next season when he came back as a starter. He was horrific. Never got another offer like that. Part two to that is Damian Moore. They offered Damian Moore a contract one time. And he said he wanted to hit free agency. Got hurt in the NFC Championship game.
And it happens like that, right? You know, CJ getting hurt and missing a good part of the season. Five games. Watching Reed Blankenship step in and be able to handle some of those responsibilities, right? That, like, the defense didn't just fall off a cliff when he got hurt. Right. And I think that's part of the situation, too. And also, yeah. I was going to say, you know, now that Gale just disappeared into the abyss, we still rocking. So that man, just he in the bathroom, I guess. But we also don't know what was said to CJ when we got him from New Orleans, right? Like, things changed during the season. So maybe they were talking a little bit more, Brad, and then you see him get hurt, and you see Reed step up, and you see the defense not really fall off. And then he's hedging on 14 mil, and you're like, bro, you worth like 6.5, 7 for real.
Yeah.
And so now you're like, oh, you really was serious about 14 mil? Nah, go ahead, bro. Yeah. Go find it then.
And he got a rude awakening. The other part, too. About what you said is like your best ability is your availability. But do you look at some of his tweets where he was talking to the two corners that we had, the two veteran corners that we had, who he say helped him out an extremely lot. So you look at it, if he didn't want to be here, you get those two corners who was helping his ass out, and they'll help the next guy that's in there. Betty, I don't know.
Now, who are the corners out in Detroit? Because, like, I was thinking about even when he was in New Orleans, like, he had Marshawn Lattimore there.
End up with Witherspoon, bro, or Gonzalez. I feel like they're going to end up taking one of them high, son.
Well, see, the main reason he went there is because Aaron Glenn
Quick
was
vote, are
him.
We going to allow Gale back in this conversation or no?
Whenever he gets ready.
We can let him know what it feels like to wait in the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, wait in the bathroom.
Pretend like we don't see him.
He went to the Lions because a lot of the coaching staff was with him in New Orleans.
Yeah. The defensive coordinator, of course, I can't remember. Aaron Glenn. And I love that defense. Like, the pieces that they have on that defense, you add in the CJ, like, it's going to be similar to the tipping effect that he potentially had for the Eagles. He should have for the Lions. The Lions are going to be good. And CJ is going to provide them a ton of value as a movable chess piece in that defense. They have great defensive linemen, right, that get after it. But to Ev's point, like, or I forget if Ev or Prime, what's that boundary looking like? Who's outside, bro? Right?
Yeah.
You can only do so much if you don't have that outside help.
And can we also acknowledge what these guys that have been leaving have been saying as well? Because, like you know, love Hargrave, love CJ, wish them the best in their careers. But for them to go to their new teams and be talking about how Hargrave was saying, what, if Purdy stayed in the whole game, that would have been a whole different game. And then CJ saying, listen, that Detroit team is better than the Eagles Super Bowl team. Like, are you guys?
Hold on.
He said, we know what Purdy can do. If Purdy would have stayed in, it would have been a different game. Like, what I mean, if his arm hadn't gotten ripped into pieces and he had to go get surgery and sit down for so long,
he was looking at that motherfucking check.
Yeah, he's
seen that
20 million. Yeah, because the next one, put him back on his ass again.
They was like, when he signed that 20 mil a year, they was like, go talk. Go talk about these birds, man. Purdy's that guy, bro.
That shit was foul, bro.
There you go.
No, the foul shit, though, was Debo Samuel.
Yeah, I just want to apologize for the technical difficulties.
Are you back? The
cable folks are out in the community, my internet is
it's shot, bro.
Is the power back off? Are you on the phone right now?
It is. I'm on the phone right now. So what did I miss? What are we talking about right now?
What didn't you miss? You think I don't remember that, brother?
we started going down the rabbit hole of what the most recent ex-Eagles have been saying as they leave the nest. But we were also talking about how C.J. Gardner-Johnson had mentioned how James Bradberry and Darius Slay helped him out tremendously in his efforts in Philadelphia and helped him improve as a player. And what is his defensive secondary going to look like up in Detroit? Is he going to have that same type of help? He's not.
So Adam Gibbs actually answered that question partially here. So they signed Cam Sutton and Emmanuel Mosley. They already have Okuda. Okuda actually had a bounce back year this year.
I like Okuda. Last offseason, I was saying we trade for him, bro.
Yes.
But Okuda is stiff, though.
I loved it. He's a big corner, bro.
He was coming off an injury. I said, let's fucking trade Rager. Both change of scenery. Guys ain't too shit. That would have been a steal, bro.
The Lions was like, man, hell no. They seen him in OTAs. It was like, man, he moving real right now.
Yeah,
nah,
yeah.
Let's talk about some of the recent moves that happened.
Some of the acquisitions.
I know we just brought in a linebacker. I know he loves linebackers. Nicholas Morrow, a guy who had a career year last year for the Bears. You know,
look
across the way, the Bears have signed TJ Edwards, Tremaine Edmonds.
As well. Yes, yeah. They gave him a buttload of cash.
So just think about where he stands in that position. So he's out here with a 1 year deal. What do you guys think about the linebacker signing?
May I go first? So he's an undrafted free agent like myself. He started 4 games in his rookie year. He's actually started out as Ben Gale was talking about this. He started out as a offensive lineman, backup offensive lineman in high school. It's all the way to the 12th grade, so he wasn't on anybody's radar. He went to, Greenville College in Illinois, and he began working out and working on his speed and stuff and became a linebacker, which brought NFL scouts to him, and he was an undrafted free agent to the Raiders. He went to the Raiders, played 4 seasons with the Raiders. Yeah, and started 4 games there for them, and last year he played for the Bears, and played in every single snap. We got us a 3-down, backer. So he played in every single snap last year, 1,086 snaps. Led the team with 116 tackles, 83 solo, 11 behind the line of scrimmage. You might remember him all over our guys when we were down there in the cold, in the freezing in Chicago. But I think we got a good kid because we got another mercenary deal. 1 year, prove it. It's like wait, I don't know. That's what I know about the kid. I watched him play. I like the way he plays. He plays fast to the ball and he kicks ass.
From what you're making it sound like, I mean, I thought he was going to be more of just a special teams guy, but it seems no. More than that.
He probably brought him in for comp. Yeah, I mean, he got cooked in coverage for sure. So he got a little bit of work on with that. But what I do like to your point, Hollis, is that he had 4.9% on his missed tackles. So he only had 6 missed tackles. Racking up 100 on the way to 116. So I feel like that's one of the big things, right, that like we lack. We had dudes that weren't wrapping up, weren't driving through the ball carrier. CJ was one of those people. Right? They just love the big hit people. You got to chop the tree down.
You got to run your feet. You got to run your feet.
And so I just want to see more of that.
I got ran over back in Johnny Carter like that. I hit him and laid on him, and he just ran. I was like, hey, guy, he's still going.
and like that's for some folks, that's a surprise, right? Like you might have been able to get away with that at the lower levels, but in the NFL, man, you got to wrap up and like you said, drive the feet. And so love seeing that he doesn't miss tackles. I would like to see the Eagles add another person to the mix, right? Whether through the draft or another free agent. But
Drew Sanders.
All of these, right? Nah, not Drew Sanders, not that.
You like Drew Sanders?
Nah, I do, but he's more probably like a Micah Parsons rush dude, bro. You probably want to get him moving towards the quarterback. But anyway, all of them are like lottery picks, right? Like if he works, he works. You got him at a cheap price. So, you know, if it works out, it works out. If he doesn't, you could cut him, keep him, right? Like it, no harm, no foul. I think that's been how he's approached. I appreciate it, right? Like these are all athletes that can run. Many of them have faced injuries, and so trying to overcome that part of it, that's why you got them cheap. All 1 year deals. It's a plan, right? We asked how he's playing. He showed us his plan. I ain't mad at it, right? Go out and now hit home runs with these draft picks. And, you know, I think you can really shape an excellent roster over the next several months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went back as far as to see the game against us. And, yeah, you're right, Ma. I mean, I saw him. He was, like, all over the field. The dude was really playing his ass off. Oh, Hollis, I'm sorry. Hollis, you had mentioned that. So he's definitely a big – you know, addition, especially with the fact that Kazir White is going. I mean, I know you got TJ Edwards going, but N'Kobe Dean's going to be pretty much taking over that spot once the season starts. And then we got to see where Morrow is going to go ahead and fit. I mean, I think, you know, I agree with you, Mal. I think it's going to be a competition thing, you know, with his experience and all that stuff. That's probably what we need to go ahead and fill in that depth. So I think he's going to go ahead and do this thing.
Nobody else had anything?
Gail's still there?
Is he still there?
He might be on a little bit of a delay.
Okay. Nah, I'm here.
I see people calling for Bobby Wagner.
Yeah,
I would love that for the right price.
What would the right price be for a Bobby Wagner?
What did you do?
7?
I was saying like 5, bro.
Levante got 7.
Yeah, I was about to say he's gonna command seven because he's a beast. He's every down backer and he can blitz. Wow, bro.
He's been sitting for a while.
No, he's been visiting people though.
Yeah, he's cooking. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. And he probably just gonna wait a little bit.
9.5 last year.
Yeah, so I think you're probably right. Seven will probably do him good. 7-6.
Todd does bring up a great point in the fact that, like, you get a young guy, a young stud like Nakobe, and you get Bobby Wagner. That's why I wanted Levante,
bro. I wanted Levante because you saw what he did with Devin White. He turned Devin White into a freaking monster, yo. Yeah. A monster.
I think he was rated second in pass coverage. I was sad to see him go off the board. Another play the Eagles brought in, Justin Evans. There's a common denominator with a lot of these pickups we've had. A lot of these guys have had some injury histories as of late.
Trying to come back from injuries.
Evans had a Achilles injury. His career kind of like got cut short for a little bit. He's on his way back, but I think definitely a depth piece. And then I don't know if we talked about Greedy Williams, but another guy. He spent some time in the tub, ice tub, a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
He had a nerve injury on his shoulder, had some hammy issues as well. But like you like his length, big body corner. Yes. Let's see how they develop him on the back end. But he's got some two guys in front of him who, you know, he won't be seeing the field.
In percentage form, how likely do you think it is that Avante Maddox is play a majority of his snaps at safety next year?
Oh, baby.
I don't know. Avante be pissing me off sometimes, but he'd be hurt a little
bit. Perfect for center field. And I think that if you move him to center field, it alleviates the injury stuff, bro.
Yeah.
Right? Because you take him out the box. When you play corner, you got to mix it up. It's just going to happen. Yeah. But I feel like if you move him to center field, he's the last line of defense. So he might get hurt coming up the field. But I've seen him do it on tape. He could do it. I feel like him in the middle of the field, just being that like rangy defender for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
bro, he could be a monster back there, man.
I think he would be better at that than Jalen was, man.
Yeah,
for sure.
And Josiah. Scott needs to just stay as that.
We still talking about that dude?
Nah, you see, I ain't say nothing about it, Josiah.
The other guy, Zach McPherson.
Well, what's up with Zach McPherson?
I mean, if you looked at some of
the well on special teams, but that's about it, man.
Yeah,
well,
shut the fuck up about that one. He drafted him. He got to get on the field.
He recently tweeted something
special
out.
Teams on the field?
he recently put something on his story on Instagram about he's feeling a certain way about what he has to do to get a shot. So I think, instead of putting on your story. Boys.
Play,
make some plays.
You gotta make some plays. You have to know what the fuck you're doing out there. They don't put you out there. You know what the fuck you're doing. When you fuck up in practice,
I mean, look who's like, in front of them on the depth chart, though, guys.
Yeah, when they put you out there,
you got
toasted. I was like, you don't think that they wanted to put Zach McPherson out there over your side, but you got to know your shit.
This is why
I feel like this is a potential role for him to back up and play in the slot if he's going to try to get on this field.
We're talking about Josh Jobe and Goodman on Twitter too on the timeline, right? They're like, you know, two undrafted dudes that could play ball didn't get a chance really this year because they were stacked that corner. But I mean, it depends on how creative the side wants to get. You know, I think that you have a couple of dudes that might be able to rotate. I feel like if you could slide Greedy into the slot, man, you got such rangy defenders for zone, bro, right there. Like, you want these long limb dudes to be able to take that spacing away. So, we'll see. They got some pieces to move around.
I gotta say, though, man, the mentality, you know, I'm just speaking on my behalf, on my experience. The mentality I always have, man, is that regardless of whoever's in front of you, I know you mentioned that, Evan, like, look who's in front of him, you know what I mean, on the depth chart and everything. I get that. But my mentality, I always wanted to be better than that person. Whatever I had to do to be in front of that person, I'm going to go ahead and do it. I mean, from the time I played baseball, there were guys that were way better than me. But my grind was I'm going to go in there and I'm going to bust my ass. I'm going to show them that I can be that person. And even if something was to happen, at least they could count on me to step in and play that position.
Exactly.
And it's happened. It's proven. I've done my part. That's the mentality Zach McPherson should have. Regardless if it's Slay, Bradbury in front of them. So what? Still go in there and prove that, you know what I mean, you could be just as good at them or even better. Have that mentality. Don't go talking about it on an Instagram story. Now, what's that going to do? That's not going to get you no time. Yeah. Go in there and show it. And he's had more than enough. All right, I get it. He had a special teams. He had a great year right there. But, bro, that's not enough.
I agree with what you're saying. I agree that that mentality is what he should have. But at the same time, I mean, we've also talked on this very show, talk about money. And if you are a cornerback that is demanding $15 million, however much money Slay and Bradbury are individually making, they're not getting taken off the field regardless, bro.
Well, no, but look at this. It's been some times where those guys have had to come out for some plays and stuff. Absolutely. They throw fucking Josiah.
And I get
they throw Josiah Scott in there.
All right, so hold on.
And cornerback is a multiple position, bro. You got multiple people starting, like different sub-packages. You got to be ready, bro. There's no way to argue around that.
Right, so can I use an example?
I got Tank's finger in my face right now.
I'll tell the prime, what you're looking for is you want the coaches to start trusting you. Yes. You have to build trust. Yes. You have to let them know that I know what to do. I'm ready to play every time you call me. It's like the kid that we just got Morrow. I guarantee you, when you first get on the team, you don't get to start. You're back as a freshman. Following the coach saying, when can I get in? With your helmet strapped up.
All right. I got two examples, all right? And this is one that you definitely know of. Look at Dillard, all right? He got drafted. No. He was number one, and they were quick to go ahead and go all in on this kid. And then look how he turned out. And then Mulata. Mulata from nothing, being taught the game. He was grinding, picking it up, and then he was showing this organization that, you know what I mean, you could value me as being that guy that could step in and do that part. The other one, I'm going to use an example, C.J. Gardner, okay? You think those times that he was hurt? And then look who stepped in, bro. Reed Blankenship stepped in. And as they're seeing this kid playing, they're like, yo, we don't have a problem. We have a good problem, but we don't have a problem. Mm-hmm. If C.J.'s gone, if C.J. decides to walk, if we run into the situation like we just did with C.J., we're going to be fine. Because why? Reed Blankenship showed that he could be that dude. Reed Blankenship showed that he could play that position. So those are the type of things I'm talking about.
What the hell happened to Kayvon? I feel like you throw
Kayvon. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I was kind of hoping he didn't even mention that.
I had faith in Kayvon when he came out of Clemson,
Kayvon,
bro.
People were talking about he was the next Dawkins.
Yo, that was just because they both went to Clemson. And on top of that.
Kayvon played well at Clemson, right? Like, he would kick down into the slot. He played over the top. Like,
he was stiff as hell.
He was stiff, but you don't gotta be freaking fluid all the way in the head to stop somebody in the NFL, bro.
At the end of the season, they threw him in there. He actually made a couple plays.
He did improve.
I was surprised.
You weren't the only one surprised. I was surprised as well.
But I was actually at the Sixers game yesterday.
Take it back for a break. I'll be right back.
And Kayvon Wallace actually walks right by.
You don't
by.
Need a hall pass.
Can I? All right.
Sorry. You there, guys?
So I'm sitting there at the Sixers game, and fucking Kayvon Wallace walks right by. So
okay,
it is what it is.
How was he looking?
Did you say anything to him?
I said you better get your A game to the table this year.
You ain't say that
because we need a safety.
You ain't say that shit.
But the game went into triple overtime, almost triple overtime. That shit was.
Are you talking about last night?
Yeah, last night.
Game, God dang it. Yeah, you know, Gail, the king of the city, bro. Gail everywhere all the time.
Yeah. Shout out to Jay Gluck for the click. Jay Gluckner for the ticks on that one. But
Nice.
I know you guys want to. I know Ev on the timeline. You sparked some conversation. I know we had this conversation earlier in our last podcast.
That's number five.
About the idea of this guy named Bijan.
Talk about the mustard.
He was in the city for a pre-draft visit.
Yeah.
Posted a photo of the link, put Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It got everyone stirred up, got some juices stirred up. But the juices we were trying to stir up were like last podcast and basically seeing where the Eagles had him
juices
on the board. Now, Evan, you put your post out there about Bijan at 10. And people are coming around to it, and then I saw Mal chime in and say, are you the people?
I'm Evan people.
Evan's 100% people.
Yo, can I let me at least state my case? Here. Let me at least state my case. So, listen, I understand. I think that running back at 10, running back in the first round, I think is foolish.
Yeah.
I think that this is a generational type player, man. If this is the guy that we think he is, and we are drafting in a position of luxury right now, we don't have many holes to fill. And if you think about adding a generational running back behind an offensive line that is the best in the league, on top of having wideouts that we have, on top of having a top two quarterback in the league, bro, we're going to put up 40 points a game, bro. Like, it'll just be unreal. Listen, I understand all the people that say trade back, get Bijan. I think that's the best way to do it. I think if we trade back into the teens, acquire some day two picks, and we're still able to get Bijan, that is just a dream come true. But
to trade back and get Bijan.
Listen, so
gotta
yes,
trade back and get Bijan.
That's the way to get it. But I'm saying, no. I'm just saying no. That if we value him at 13. No. And he ends up going at 11 because we traded back at 13. Are we going to be kicking ourselves because we didn't value him three picks higher? Bringing in a guy like that? Why? Why, Mal? Why?
I mean, I like Bijan, bro, but like, no. The cliff from
what's
Bijan.
What's between 13 and 10?
I mean, I'm not saying I would take him at 13. If he's sitting there at 30, I would run to the
he's
podium.
He's not
going to
be there at 30.
Exactly. I'm calling
you know,
it.
Mike,
I'm
good,
I'm
bro.
Calling it.
Roshan.
Bijan going to be you.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Guy. Let's go, Primo.
I'm sorry, yeah. man.
I'm
he coming to Philly.
I'm putting the propaganda out there. Bijan.
I said on the last episode. Yo,
what are money at? Who put
hold on. I said on the last episode, we've been changing.
We're gonna be paying big money for a tenth overall pick anyway.
Yeah, we've been changing our scheme in the draft for the past couple years. Don't be surprised on something that we don't do happens this year, and I see it. I'm just saying, I see it.
You guys are standing pat right now. That's fine. Listen, when you hear Bijan Robinson selected 10th overall, tell me you're not going to jump out of your fucking skin, bro. Tell me you wouldn't be
sick. I'm gonna be sick.
I'm not gonna be sick.
Honestly,
be
it depends
sick.
On who's like on the board, yo. It depends on who's there.
Yeah,
if Jalen Carter fell to 10 and Bijan Robinson's there, you're an idiot. If you take
yeah, I love you. I know how I feel about Spoon, right? Like there are other players in that range that I'm like, I might even go Jaxon Smith-Njigba over Bijan at that point. So it's some people there that I'm like, I don't know if I'm gonna
think about depth, bro. Like, and I'm all for. I don't think that you should draft for position. I think you should draft for best player available. I think he is a top three player in this draft,
without a question. But it's always that, and I don't even get into events. But the big piece for me is that. It's that wins over replacement, dude. When you're talking about running backs,
are you talking
like
about
to replace
Jokic
their production,
stats right now?
Not even that. When you're talking about replacing production, bro, running backs is one of the easiest positions to do it because there's just a plethora of them available.
But there's also tiers of running backs. There's running backs that can break games.
The dude
and then there's running backs that are
Thomas
game.
Thomas
for an offense.
Never won a Super
Bowl,
bro.
But also look at, all right, listen.
I understand
what
your point
back
about,
has
let,
won
listen,
Super Bowl.
Listen.
All right, so, why don't we just let people talk?
All right, okay. so, so
well,
Go ahead, Em.
So I want to just put out this point that everybody keeps on bringing, that they say that, you know, when you take a running back high, whatever happens to those teams. Yeah, let's look back on it. So you got Leonard Fournette. That was a generational type running back that was coming into the league. He goes to Jacksonville with Blake Bortles as his quarterback.
Oh, God.
You look at Ezekiel Elliott. That was another guy that was supposed to be a generational player coming out of the league. Yeah. Dallas honestly ended up in a pretty good position because they were able to draft Dak later in the draft. They had a quarterback. Right. We are looking at a top-flight running back while we already have a top-flight quarterback in play. All these people that say, oh, you take a running back early, you know, that you don't go to the Super Bowl. That's because the offense, that's the only part of the offense they are. This guy would be coming into a complete offense.
Hey Mel, if he's there, I kind of go with him. I kind of got him rated a little bit ahead of Witherspoon, right, just because of the competition played. It wasn't a shift.
Honestly, as a player, he is better than 98% of the players in this draft. I'm not arguing.
Why are we overthinking this? I mean, we sat here and complained when we overthought about DK Metcalf.
You're gonna let him fall to Dallas?
I'm not going to take a player to prevent him from going somewhere else if we don't
I'm not doing that either, but if that joker falls to me, I'm taking him.
Falling 10, though? I'm not here
to fight. Yeah, falling is 10, man.
If falling is 30, that like the whole first round just caved on Bijan and he's at 30. I'll sprint from my house to the draft to go to that.
15 to 20 is the perfect spot.
Ideal, because you could probably trade back from 10. Like, if you're gonna make that move and you want to do it before Dallas, trade right before, like, figure it out, right? If you want to be spiteful but also potentially get the guy at 10, I just don't see it. But in the end of the day, bro, if Bijan could come in here and catch 60 passes a season plus be a 1500 yard rusher, go ahead until the wheels fall off. But the wheels fall off, and that's a bad investment.
But you would really take JSN at 10 over Robinson?
I wouldn't take either of them at 10.
I got a quick question for you. Who do y'all have rated higher, Porter Jr. or Bijan?
Bijan Robinson.
Bijan.
By a mile.
Okay, so that means
Porter's
that
not
that
even
at 10,
top corner.
If he falls right there.
But I wouldn't take Porter at 10.
Yeah,
I wouldn't. I think
Porter's mindset better than a couple of other guys, though. I just like the way he plays.
That's why I like Witherspoon over.
I'm going full screen with you, Gail.
Thank you.
Talking to the mic.
Hey, Gail, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm trying to get my words in here, but
go ahead, man. Go ahead,
rough over here.
You keep disappearing.
I think Bijan is a talented dude, man. He's tremendous. I think the generational thing, you know, it can be argued about, but I think he's one of the best in a long time. So it's just weird. I'm trying to feel out where they have him on the board. Like, and when you see where the board is falling and like guys that we're bringing in, are you want the Northwestern tackle that could slide in, play guard for now? And then
Skronsky.
do you want Paris Johnson, like who also play tackle, could slide into guard.
Yeah.
But you do have Cam, who you say that can play guard.
Right. I don't know about that, but I know what you're saying though.
I think Bijan, like Evan's point, and I would love to see him in this offense because it would be insane. but if I'm moving back and I'm getting extra picks, then I would feel better about it.
Yes.
But at 10, you know, if you could move back and get extra picks, I would feel better about it. I'm all with the, you know, if they love him that much and you want to do a whole outlier thing and do your thing this year, I'm not going to be, I love the talent, but I know there's a lot
we all know that there's a lot of backs. Come August, September, if Bijan is wearing midnight green, we are all geeked to the moon over Bijan Robinson's season. We know that, right?
Yeah,
silence. Yeah, I love
we
know.
We got our quarterback. We got our wide receiver.
Like, I would be
geeked if I saw Zach Charbonnet back there, right? Like, I'd be geeked
over Bijan,
bro. If it means that we drafted multiple other people to fill roles that come in right now and make plays,
we don't need
not.
To-
Bro, yes, we
you're saying that if we draft Bijan, we don't get anybody else. That's what you're making it seem
so
like.
So that's what I was gonna say. If we draft, I appreciate everything Gail had to say. Gail, thank you for commenting, bro. We missed you on the show. So if Bijan is the dude, by all means, if you take him at 10, nail the rest of the draft, I'll shut up. I don't got nothing to say. Right? If you could fill other needs, if you go into the draft, you got a plan like you did with free agency, you take Bijan at 10, and then the rest of the way, you meticulous about who you pick, and you get guys that hit home runs, I'll shut the heck up, yo.
I can't wait till draft.
But if you do it at 10 and you miss, that's all right. I'll be right next to you, brother. We know where we're going to be.
There you go. Even better.
I'm going to be right with you. My wife already said I could go, so I'm going to
climb on the ladder and be like, shut up.
If you take them at 10 and you hit a home run the rest of the draft, awesome. But if you take them at 10 and you fumble the rest of the draft, you just can't afford that, right? That's a missed opportunity. You had a prime position to take great players.
If you take them at 10, in my opinion, you have to go with a defensive player at 30 or even trade back up. Like,
but see, now you're forcing your hand to take.
You are.
Now you're forcing need instead of.
But hold on, player, man. I mean,
so
look.
You're kind of throwing yourself off. You know what I mean?
Listen, you got, when it comes to draft, you guys all day are very dedicated to this, but you know better than anybody. Those later rounds, there's talent there, bro.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, there's talent there. We could get talent. Now, both of your scenarios, straight up, either way we go is good. Whether we trade to go ahead and pick up more picks, I'm with it. But if Bijan's there, I'm with it. So either way, it's going to be a good thing. That's how I look at it at the end of it all.
I'm going to just say Jahmyr Gibbs is explosive, bro. Yeah. He's not Bijan. No, he's not Bijan. Yeah. He's not Bijan. But, like, him in this offense, too, sheesh. Right,
you don't like McBride. You don't like McBride.
Why have oysters when we can have caviar?
Nah, because McBride is just a grinder, dog. Like, he don't really do much after, right? Like, he get was blocked. Nah, we need home runs, man. Anyway, Gail, go ahead, my brother. I see you.
I was just thinking of how the Eagles move. We know how they like to draft folks a year in advance, and looking at the positions a year ahead of the time. So, like, you know, defensive line, offensive line, they're trying to be a year ahead. So if we're talking about being a year ahead type of move to you guys, what looks like a year ahead type move with sitting at 10?
An offensive tackle, honestly.
Line, yeah.
Offensive tackle that could play guard.
Yep.
Like the kid Paris, you can get him and you can move him, kick him down the guard. Or the kid out of Northwestern and let him play guard to get some valuable playing time to get up with the speed of the game. Right. And then once you get him up in the speed of the game, and then once your guy lead, once Lane decides to walk off into the sunset, you have a guy ready, and has been groomed to kick out there. So I think if we, it depends on who's available at number 10, but don't be surprised if it's not a sexy pick. And it's an offensive or defensive lineman. I like the kid Miles out of as an edge rusher out of Clemson.
From Clemson, baby,
you love him, don't you?
Tank, we got it. I don't. Tank, I want to sit down and watch some tape with you with him, because all I see is a dude that's just trying to muscle everything. He has no pass rush toolbox whatsoever.
What's your guys' thoughts on Broderick Jones?
But the thing that I love about him is he plays everywhere on the line, it's like, you might think it's muscle, but sometimes you can't run around everybody.
No, he runs around nobody. He runs right into the chest and just muscles them to death. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
I know, but what do you think I used to do? It's like, you have to work off of it, though. It's like, but I just like his mindset.
And you had follow-up moves, though, didn't you? Right?
Yeah, I did.
You get into
it. I did.
The rip. It's the swim. Right, you're moving into other things. It's not just getting to his body quarterback.
Now here's a tidbit that's probably gonna crack y'all up. Due to being aesthetically challenged in height as a defensive lineman,
vertically challenged.
Every time I swam in a game, Tommy, I was fined $100 by the defensive line coach because I'm too short and stubby to be trying to swim over somebody. Wow. You take the rip. Yeah. It's the easiest path. And it gets you to where you was going.
Yeah. I love defensive tackles that learn that rip move, bro.
But see, the other part too was if I won, he owed me $50.
Okay. Now, see, on the swim?
On the swim. Okay. And I only used it when I knew I was going to win, and I was changing gaps.
So I want to know too. I mean, we're talking about Bijan, but I want to know what your guys' thoughts on Nolan Smith is, because I think that he fluctuates up and down the first round of everybody's board. Where do you think Nolan Smith ends up going? Because if I'm being real with you, I think he's a top 15 talent. Like,
I think he goes in like the 18 and on range, just because there's so many.
You don't think
he
goes higher than that?
Just because of it, if he was 6'4", 240, 250. He's at the top of this board running like that. But because he's 235, I think some teams, like,
you know,
three, four teams is out on him, bro. Mm-hmm.
You know, like, who they're not going to
outside.
Hassan Reddick.
Mathis.
Yeah, Mathis, Hassan Reddick. But, like, you're also talking about dudes that have more advanced pass rush skills than he does as of right now.
Have you
right?
watched
like,
him?
Oh, yeah. Nolan Smith, bro. Yeah. Since high school, son, I'm infatuated with, like, you want to talk about like Bijan for y'all? That's Nolan Smith for me. You put him on that defense.
But are you at 10 with him?
No, I wouldn't take him at 10.
Yeah,
I would take Nolan Smith at 30.
Who I would take at 10.
That's probably
that's the problem I keep having with my mocks is that we get there to 10. Sorry to cut you off, Hale.
Yo, when we get into this jump
with Miles Murphy, Brissett, and all these guys, when I'm at 10, I'm like, that's why I get all.
I don't even think Cansey's a 10 guy either.
I like Cansey, but I would be more willing to take Cansey at 10 than like a lot of
Murphy had Cansey's tools.
Yeah,
yeah. Or like
he would be the number one pick, yo. Right? They're like, that's the thing. I don't know that Miles Murphy is going to learn what he has to learn to become the player we think that he could become. For me, Nolan Smith is already there.
I can respect that. I can respect that.
Right? That, like, he has shown it's 3 years already. He hasn't learned the secondary pass rush move. Are you still running in that? So I kind of take that stuff in it. Yo, Nolan Smith has evolved as a pass rusher. And then he also was getting used to drop in his space. So he's also learned how to, like, defend and move around in zone.
The
so
more you can do.
I think exactly. Like, yo, Nolan Smith would be, but not at 10. Cansey is a game changer, dude. Game changer.
Hmm. Interesting. Now we didn't get to y'all must have talked about Rashard Penny and Mariota last show. Give his apologies. I am Dick Pepperfield. Sorry about that.
Dick Tracy.
No, Dick Pepperfield. Remember
I
that.
I called you Dick Tracy. What I said. I'm a man and I'm right.
I'm a man and I win. That's how I roll. But now, if you look at one thing I wanted to see what you guys thought about, is we get a lot of guys who are in their second year coming off of injury. Yeah. They got rid of that, what I like to call shock treatment. Their first year when you're coming off injury, it's kind of like shock treatment. You got to get back to form and stuff, because everybody always talk about, I'll bust my ass in rehab. Yeah, but you were going against yourself. So that doesn't fucking count. So a lot of guys we getting, I kind of like the way that we're getting them, because we're getting them on their year that already got that year of rehab out the way, and they got the year of coming back to play out of the way. So it's going to be interesting to see about how these mercenaries work out with whatever he puts together, and also what we get in the draft and via free agency. The other part too is I'm interested to see the second year of our young free agent cornerbacks, because it's like we were talking about Zach McPherson. Sometimes when you're undrafted, You're a little bit hungrier than the other guy, and you get into your books more. When you hear me from now, when we start evaluating people and we start evaluating them getting on the field, remember this: you have to know what the fuck to do. And like Prime said, whenever they call your fucking number, be ready to go out there and perform. Yeah. Because if they don't build confidence in you, they're not. That's gonna be your only shot, and everybody's gonna be like, "Well, why didn't they get more playing time?" So that's what I'm interested to see when these guys get that opportunity. What are they going to do with it?
Well, Josh Jobe was making a push, bro. My bad, guy. I saw he was about to say something. But Josh Jobe was making a push, right? Like, Reed Blankenship came in, made a push, made the team, got reps. And so I was in love with the undrafted free agent class that how we brought in the late round picks, Grant Calcaterra. What we did last year, I think it was Gail that said that we set it up a year in advance. And so, like, that's what I see. And so I don't know that Bijan is setting us up a year in advance. I don't know if that's the best allocation of the resources that we have. I think it's a luxury pick. And if we had more pieces set and Jalen was probably further out from his contract, I might be a little bit more invested in taking that chance and just like, yo, run it up for the next 2 years and we'll figure out the rest. But I think that we got to figure out the defense and we got to get young on defense, bro. Right? Like some of these.
Why are you
really
peeing on me and
positions,
telling me it's raining?
No, God. Like, wow. Man.
What are you talking about? You're
crushing my dreams, bro.
Nah, I'm not crushing your dreams. I'm just trying to add a little bit of, you know what I mean, to the fire. Because I wish I could dream too. But in the end of the day, Bijan at 10 just seems like a lot. But, yo, if they take him, I'll be the first one erasing this episode, bro. I was the first person saying that we would take him.
I mean, the thing is, if you love your scouts and you believe that they have the right guy in the back end, like, you know, Houston picking up a Damon Pierce.
For 1.7 mil?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the kind of, like, luxury. You get a back like that, he performs like that, that's a luxury. Like, Pacheco, that's a luxury. At that price,
pick.
Use them up for 4 years, that's a. But, again, you got to trust your draft.
Yeah.
Draft scouts.
Yeah. Yo, if the scouts is in the building saying he's the best player in the draft, your coaching staff on offense is saying – he's the best player in the draft. You bringing these dudes in the draft for the interviews, and they're like, yo, Bijan really that guy?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it.
We got to go
that,
for him.
If it's that unanimous of a choice,
yeah.
Who am I? I'm sitting in my attic doing nothing. I don't know shit for
real. No. Hey, Mal, right? It goes to what – well, you made an interesting point when they start talking about trading back in. If he's not that guy, like you said, if he's that guy, take him. Don't be trying to jump. Don't be messing up the rest of the draft by trying to jump back up in the first round because something you feel like you missed. Right. If he's not your guy, then don't take him.
Right.
I feel like he's a next. He's that once in a lifetime type back. He can do everything. Now I can see us not taking him and then taking either Roshan or McBride or your boy out of UCLA later in the draft and just roll with that.
Ibrahim in the seventh round could be this year's Zach Pacheco, son.
Yo,
highly underrated, forgot, because what you say, year out of injury rehab, came back this past season, balled out, going to go to the NFL, highly underrated. That kid going to run for 1,000 before his career is over.
What's your thought on Tank Bigsby?
I like Tank. I think he's a foot in the ground and get north south, you know?
Yeah.
But if you ever watch this, my foot in the ground, I love him. They getting up north exactly. and south.
I love it.
Yes,
there's a lot of guys. Yeah. Like Sean Tucker out of Syracuse.
Sean Tucker.
You talking about rotational pieces?
Tajay.
There's so many.
Tajay Spears. Yeah, Gail had me watching Tajay. Yeah.
The cat from TCU who.
Kendra.
You have Ken.
Yeah, Kendra Miller. That's my man, bro.
There's a lot of guys.
What Deuce. I always want to say Chestnut. That ain't him. That's the cornerback.
Kansas State.
Yo, Dominguez is little,
five,
smallest
five,
guy. 5'5". Yo, the boy could play some football, though, right? And so, like, we were talking before we came on about the wide receiving class. One thing I really am enjoying in this, like, draft breakdown, and y'all could probably relate, there's something for everybody in here, right? Whatever you're looking for, whatever scheme you run, there's a multitude of dudes that can come in and like really contribute. Maybe day one, maybe a couple years down the road, but there's a lot of talent in
the Lollipop Guild. Digs that 5'5" dude, man. I tell you that.
Yo, that dude. If you hit him,
yellow brick
road. He might disappear. But yo,
Darren Sproles,
shake people in space. Lordy Lord, bro.
How many sub 5'10" running backs can we fit on one roster?
As many as we can fit.
Man, you stack them up, you'll get something good.
Exactly.
You get a Boban Marjanovic.
I ended up watching this high school footage,
Deuce?
Like, all the way back, just to see if he's been killing it this long, and he's been killing it this long.
He's been killing it since Pop Warner at the same height, bro. Yeah. He done gone up every level and just kept producing.
Same height.
He was the same height since like sixth grade.
When I think about the running back situation, I think like Evan walks into the restaurant. He's like, yo, I want filet mignon.
Fucking right.
And it's the difference between wanting a hamburger. Like,
I want some skirt steak.
We could be talking skirt steak, hamburger. Yeah.
You want the Salisbury steak or do you want the filet? I want the filet, dog.
See, I want the skirt steak.
He's like, I want a 9 ounce.
Yeah, like, nah, you want the you too highfalutin, man. I need my filet mignon on my offensive.
That's
and
what
defensive
you do with the 10th
my,
overall pick. You get highfalutin, corner. Bro. You get highfalutin.
Nah, Bijan ain't no filet mignon, brother.
Bichon is flaming now.
That's not filet now.
Dude, that's surf and turf, bro.
Yeah, that's some New York strip. Like, that's a top round. Like, that's, you know, that's a good little.
You said New York stripper. What?
You really don't think so? Like, do you think that Bijan's gonna come into this league and just be like a flat 1,000-yard runner, a Frank Gore type? Like, what is your thought? You think he can't be an explosive, elite top three running back in this league? Because if you're saying he's not filet, you're saying he's not a top three running back.
Well, when I look at the top three running backs, right? Like, when I look at the dudes that have all ascended in that into that position, Henry is maybe the only one that hasn't suffered through repetitive injuries, because running backs take on so much of a load, right? And so that's my thing here, is that it's not necessarily, I don't believe in Bijan Robinson. You can only take 400 plus touches in a season for so many seasons before the wheels come off. And so I don't know if that's year two, if that's year four, 500 touches, that cliff is no one really comes back from that, right? And so when you're talking about taking him at 10, that also means I'm giving him the ball a ton. And so if he's my primary workhorse, I'm working him into the ground. I just don't know that it.
But let's think about the window, man. Like, we are a team that's built to win now, right? Is Bijan not helping us win now?
Yo, if Rashad Penny don't get hurt, but Rashad Penny can help us win right now. Rashad Penny is way more likely to get hurt.
Rashad Penny has a history of getting hurt.
We got Kenny Gainwell. Gainwell, get busy. We got Boston, the giant killer Scott. Get busy.
We're comparing Salisbury steak to flag.
I'll take it. Salisbury steak.
You eat a lot of Salisbury steak.
It's still a good problem, man. We did either way.
Y'all are just saying it's beef. Way. Beef is so, beef.
Let me ask you a question real quick. Why receivers? What's more important, a wide receiver three, JSN style, or, you know, say Flowers, another one of your guys?
I love Flowers, but Flowers I would take at 30. Like, Flowers is not a top 10 pick to me. But Bijan is. Bijan could be that guy, bro.
I would say move back. Like, say you move back and then acquire some picks.
Why don't we do a
mock draft? Since we
if we land Bijan. I did a mock today, and I moved back, got some picks. Drafted Bijan to see where at 15, and then I moved. Then I also drafted Zay Flowers.
Yes,
just pump up the offense.
I did the same thing.
Just do a pump up the offense, like mock. What would you think about that, Ev?
I'm getting a mock draft right now.
You would already know, Ev. Ev foaming at the mouth thinking about that offense. You just named two of his favorite players in this draft. And you go ask Ev what he thinks. You know, Ev, we all know what Ev thinks.
I like it.
He's in love with that scenario.
then I grabbed
which scenarios?
I grabbed Tank out of Houston.
Okay.
Late too. So I was like, you're 1, 2, 3, and come on. Quest could just.
That's too little diminutive wide receivers, though. I don't know.
But yeah. I'm just saying, bro.
Yo, you give me.
You get Wilson out of Stanford.
Nah, give me. You know, Cedric Tillman is my man, bro. He going to rise up. I'm curious to see where he end up going. Oh, baby.
With Cedric Tillman?
Yeah.
Y'all ready?
So you do it. Oh, so yeah, good to do it.
You guys switch any of this stuff up at all?
Nah, I just go to 7.
We're about to do a mock draft here.
I'm just looking.
All right, so we're not trading up. We can agree with that, right? We're not trading up from 10.
Nah, we good, bro. We're sitting at 10. Right. We're trading down.
Young Stroud, Clayton Carter.
Name the guys that are going off the board.
Witherspoon, Levis, Gonzalez.
So watch. Oh, they took Tyree.
Tyree Wilson's gone.
Tyree falls a lot now, bro. Trade back.
And we've also got.
Yeah, we don't got a look. Who else we got?
Nobody wants to trade with us right now.
Are you digging ice over there, dude?
Oh, yeah, I got an ice machine. All right,
so what we got available is Quentin Johnson, JSN, Skoronski, Kalijah. Everyone that's talking about Brian Branch at 10, y'all are crazy, bro.
Brian Branch. That's a second
not
round
at 10.
Pick.
No, I that's think a, second round pick, a lot of people saying move back, right, on Branch.
People said Brian Branch at 10 the minute CJ got signed. It was a bunch of people posting Branch at 10.
It's the same dude
with shitty takes on Twitter that's doing that shit.
Yo, watch Brian Branch go against Tennessee in 2021.
So you guys want to try and trade?
Did you see the Texas?
Just take Bijan, bro.
Bijan?
Yeah, let's take Bijan.
Take a Bijan at that?
Hey, but do we move back? Did we move back?
We can't. There's no trades available.
No trades available.
We would have to force something through, probably.
Can we force something?
You guys
can force something for the sake of argument.
I never thought.
For the sake of argument, we can force something. We'll make it fair. How far back you guys want to go?
Not 13. Very far, bro. Yeah, go to the Jets. 13? I like that one.
Okay.
Or maybe Houston. Go 13. Houston's 12. It's the same. 13.
All right. 13, 10, and...
Yeah, put a 43 up and see what they're going to do. Now, don't add nothing from us yet. Wait,
what are you adding? 43 in there?
Yeah, put 43 and see where it's at. Put it.
I mean, they ain't going to...
Yeah, they're not going
to They don't want to do the trade, so I'm going to have to force it, so...
Nah, don't force it.
Force it in. No, I'm just playing.
They're not interested in trading for this pick.
Yeah, so. We'll pick at 10.
All right, we'll pick a 10.
Pick a 10 and start it over.
Fuck it.
This guy.
Yo, hit the reset button during the draft. Like, nah, fuck that. We don't like how that played out.
Can how we not do that?
but you can draft Bijan at 10. Just
that's all I was saying.
If we run into the same problem again, draft we'll take Bijan at 10. Carter, Richardson, pretty much all the guys, all the same guys. All right, we got trades. All right, so Bucks want to trade. That's interesting.
The 19, right?
Yeah, go to 19.
19, 20, 28, 38.
Go to 19. See if they give us 19 to 50 for 10.
This is what I did earlier.
19, 50, yeah, they'll take it. Add on 82.
All right.
Yeah, add on 175. Add on 175. See who we got. See who we got.
We close.
Add on 252. 196.
All that.
They gonna give it the 53%.
All right.
Send it. Don't send them nothing.
Fine. Yeah,
now you send them a little something on the bed. There you go. That's it right there. No, don't send them nothing.
Hey.
Okay. Describe what had just happened for the people that are listening.
All right. What just happened was we traded the 10th overall pick for 19, 50, 82, and 175.
That's a haul, bro.
So now, yes, it is. We got two more picks that we just added in the top 100.
Bijan about to go right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna fucking die.
We did it. All right, go ahead. Pull the trigger.
See prime, we got him at 19.
Patience, bro.
Shut up.
Patience. And we got 30 still, too. All right, hold on.
Who's on the board, F?
All right, so we have on the board, we got Will McDonald, Josh Downs, DeJuan Jones, I like a lot, too.
Yeah.
Anyone else
want
to
try
and
say that one?
Felix.
Azuma. Here we go.
Felix.
Mazi Smith.
BJ Ojulari
is.
Ojulari is a beast. Forbes is a good cover corner.
Yeah, you got a corner.
We could trade back to 34.
Go 34, 96, see what they talk about. Oh, you pulled it too early. We could have extracted more from him. We could have stolen from him.
It's all right.
You got to steal everything from him.
Ooh, this is one that I don't understand, especially after his
Ringo.
Yeah, dude.
Some inconsistencies, you know.
I'm sitting here. DeJuan Jones is calling my name at this spot, bro.
Hold on, is this the Evan Mock draft?
This ain't the Evan Mock draft. I'm just putting my opinion in. I'm the one with the clicker.
Go down
I like DeJuan though.
You want to go Calais? He's on the boards.
We drafted a running back, so I mean, if you guys wanted to go with an edge rusher, I wouldn't be opposed to that either.
Go back up towards the top, though.
Will McDonald.
Yeah, Will McDonald's my dude. Yeah, McDonald's my juice, son.
Go McDonald?
Yeah, you got to go with the best player on the board.
Look, Schrader in the second round from Syracuse, yo. Because he's another swing tackle that might be able to play guard,
Steven
too.
Villa?
No.
That's a good guard.
All right. So, go Will McDonald? Should I pull the
trigger? It's Osiris. Osiris on the
Terrence, board? He went already, bro.
Oh, okay.
Osiris he goes the Bengals.
Yeah, he goes in the first now.
Did we just get Buzz? What was that Buzz?
All we have is Bijan right now.
I feel like somebody.
See Will, bro. We going Will McDonald.
We're going Will.
Pass rush.
We got Will Ferrell.
I think we're coming up on 50, right?
Ooh, look at Jalen. Look at how you're going.
I'm liking this shit right now.
Look,
Henley.
Look.
I know you Henley.
I do like Henley, but no, we good.
Avila?
You still got Steve Avila sitting here. You got Tank Dell sitting here.
He play guard? Avila can play guard?
Tooley?
Yeah, Avila definitely. Avila plug and play guard.
Tooley.
Go down a little bit, because I think that's good, Garrett.
How much time do we have left on the clock?
We got an hour and a half, my boy. We good. We got all day. We got Bergeron. Sidney Brown is all right. Nah, go back to the top, bro. I think we
stretch ourselves thin here.
I would love Avila. Avila is the guy.
Who that?
Yeah, I agree with Mal here.
Yo, you see Avila. You see Avila versus his rep versus Carter.
Yeah, you got to pick him. Yeah,
the Avila was getting busy even at the Senior Bowl. He was getting right, son. His one on ones was so pristine, bro.
Yeah, Avila.
Was he 340?
Man, you got a guard.
You put him with baby
Stoudland.
With Stoudland.
Mash
62. Yeah. We back. Tank Dell sitting there.
Tank Dell.
You gotta go with Tank Dell.
Andre Carter. You could go Carl Brooks, I love for Bowling Green.
Yeah, Tank Bergeron. Tank Dell just because his name's
Bergeron.
It's not a bad option.
Bergeron's a good one too.
Yeah.
Nick Herbig.
Sidney Brown's on the board, bro.
Yo, if TVT was taller, he would be a much higher pick.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
a dog, but 5'9" yeah. can't play through that.
Yo, when's their next pick after this?
Got Eli Ricks too.
82.
82.
20 picks from now.
You think Sidney Brown makes it there?
Probably not.
Nah, I'll skip that Sidney, bro.
He's all right, bro.
Him, bro.
Yeah.
Tank in the second, Tank Dell.
I would take Tank over.
I'll take Tank Dell. Yeah,
I'm not that high on Sidney Brown, bro. I think
Eli Ricks like, get anybody.
Yeah, I would take a shot of Eli Ricks.
Zach, maybe next pick. Maybe Eli.
He's
there?
Not gonna make it, bro.
No,
not to 82.
He ain't gonna make it. See what
I'm taking it. Tank, yo, the whole everybody saying Tank, bro. We gotta listen to the people.
Listen to the people.
Tank Dell. Yeah, take him. That's a game changer.
Yes,
to be honest with you, I'm liking how this is turning out. I know I got my guy.
Prom just in here instigating now, yo. He over it.
Tanner just stays fucking at the top of these drafts.
nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Yo, Garrett Williams is an interesting one. Carl Brooks is an interesting one.
Robinson.
Nah, Jamie is so stiff in his hips, bro. Okay.
Yeah,
you got McBride out there for Tank. My man's right here, KJ Henry. That's my guy. That was talk about pass rush skills. He's old. Yeah. He's 24, but he got a toolbox.
That's not old.
What's your guys' thoughts on Ojama? Because I see him going everywhere from like this pick to the seventh.
Yeah, he's kind of iffy. They got ran through like a track meet at times, and he disappeared to me against quality competition.
Right. All right, so
that's what I look at. I look at when I be looking at sometimes when you look at some of the schools, you look at when they play the small schools versus the biggest schools, and you do that as well when you look at the small school guys where they play against the bigger schools, and you just try to look for the guys who show up, because some guys who talk to talk, but they don't walk it like they talk it, and then they're beat up on the little guy.
Yeah, we got
when the big guy come, you know,
you got some people. I mean, listen, at this point, what are we at? 82? I wouldn't be mad at Carl Brooks at 82.
Carter on the board?
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad at Carl Brooks either. Go ahead, get Carl Brooks.
Carl Brooks?
Yeah, Carl Brooks is that give us a rotational lineman on the interior, some pass rush chops. I wouldn't be mad. Listen, you get a 6'3", 300-pound dude that can rush the passer. I'm with it.
Yeah, I'm with it every time.
All right, so now we're sitting here. We've got two edge rushers. We have a guard. We have a running back, and we have a wide receiver.
Receiver.
Okay. Garrett Williams here at 94.
So back off the ACL, but he technically sound, just not a – he don't got no dog in him. TVT got the dog in him, bro, but he's 5'9". He got every dog in him.
What about Mighty Mouse, bro?
Nah, tanks on the board.
Mouse,
we got another tank in the board. Oh, we already got Bijan.
We got Bijan Mustard.
I like KJ. I like Luke Shoemaker. From Michigan is a ball player.
Tajay Spears too.
Kobe Turner, there's a lot of running backs that are sitting right here.
Jaden Reed, bro.
Hold on. Let's keep in mind we have 94, but we also have 96. So we're gonna be picking. Two picks from now.
Give me Jaden Reed. Do we have a? We don't have a wide receiver, do we?
We took Tank already.
We took Tank already.
Hey, number. I'll take two.
All right, so go KJ Henry, and then go. We gotta go corner, bro. It has to be one of those boys at the top.
Yeah, I agree.
One of those boys at the top.
I agree.
No wide receiver.
I like Ivan Pace too. not here necessarily, but getting there.
Tell Rakshak why are we not taking cornerback safety?
Yo, because we balling out here, bro.
We did a mock for Bijan.
Mock draft
for Evan.
For Evan's sake, yo, just take Garrison. It's a safe pick.
It's a safe. Yeah, I guess. But you say, I would rather take Mighty Mouse though.
Give me Mighty Mouse then. Come on, Tech. Let's do it, bro.
We're going.
Give me the Bulldog, man.
Yeah. Give me the Bulldog.
Give me the Bulldog.
We got all the big corners and shit.
Yeah, give me the Bulldog. I love it.
You want the little Bulldog running around like
Give me the Bulldog, man.
Damn, Skippy.
So who did you want, Cal?
Jaden Reed.
Nobody want that.
Yeah, he is right there.
Yeah, he was killing it at the senior bowl.
Yeah, he could play.
All right, should we go Jaden Reed then?
Yeah.
Two wideouts? Let's do it. All right, now we got a little bit.
Sorry.
Wide receiver. Going to turbo mode.
Damn, we got a bunch of picks, huh? We picked up some picks.
Oh, man, Pete, KJ Henry going to be gone, bro.
What's your guys' thoughts on what's-his-face?
Will Levine,
he's a
Will Levis sucks the ass.
Zach Kuntz here.
I mean, Kuntz, take him.
Oh, this guy
the athletic profile.
Think about all the jersey sales.
Not even just the jerseys. He could play football.
He's a freak. No, to me, to be real with you guys, Zach Kuntz is my new Tyree Jackson. Like he's the new project tight end.
Who is it? That's all that's on the board right now.
I mean,
we got the tip above.
What's your guys' thoughts on Fiocco?
He's just looking to sell
jerseys, man.
I would take the wild card lottery pick off on Kuntz before I did most of these folks, to be honest.
So Kuntz it is?
Yeah.
Love Kuntz, huh?
Yeah. There you go. Kuntz. There goes that jersey.
We love Kuntz. What you soon? I thought we're in a circle of trust.
With the entire internet, yeah. We're
our deepest apologies, folks.
Oh, hey, Eric Gray's there. Damn, Eric.
Stetson action.
Stetson. I take Stetson all the time too.
Yeah. Dude, to be honest with you, I think he gets mad hate because of his age. Like his combine still got talent, bro.
His combine was solid, man.
Yeah,
it was. It was nice. And he's polished too.
Yeah. And smart, yo. You could tell he knows how to, you know, work his way through his reads and stuff.
What about Jarvis Owens?
Owens is all right. Muhammad is okay. Keep going one more.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Dang, Muhammad Ibrahim, baby, that's the one.
Yeah.
We talking about wild card lottery. That's the guy.
We got beating out Bijan, though, bro.
We got a ton of offense.
Okay.
D Winters. I feel like we need offense? A linebacker, man.
We'll go linebacker. Some defense. And it will
less offense.
Or, I mean, you got Stetson Bennett.
I would take Stetson and a linebacker.
I'm not going to take Stetson Bennett.
Stetson right there, bro.
Because we could get Stetson Bennett as a Malik Cunningham?
Malik Cunningham on the board?
He's going to get drafted. Yeah, Malik Cunningham is still there somewhere. He's in like the later. Yeah, just put quarterback.
We're in the seventh round.
Yeah, search.
QB?
Oh, they took him? Uh-oh. You gone?
He gone.
He usually be lasting.
He gone. Wow.
Okay.
Oh, Dorian.
I take Dorian, man.
Dorian Thompson.
As the like the so last.
Like
pick.
Yeah,
you don't think he's gonna be there the next pick?
What about Duggan with his Duggan or
Duggan?
But I don't want
his
Duggan.
Arm strength ain't that great.
This is developmental quarterback at this point.
If Doran? You take a developmental, you take Doran? A dude from UCLA.
Yeah, Doran? I'll definitely take Doran. If you talk, like you said, if you're talking development, definitely go with the athlete. The athlete.
So who are you saying?
Doran.
Quarterback.
Yeah. You want to take him here, not the next pick?
No, don't take him here.
That's what I was going to say.
You take him last. Here.
So what are we taking here?
He's not going to be there last.
He'll be there last.
Okay. I believe y'all.
Pete Nathan saying take a punter.
Take a what? A corner?
Take a punter.
Punter.
Hey, fuck you.
Punter? Let's see what we got available.
Huh?
Do we even have it? I don't even think there's a punter option.
I don't. We're not taking a fucking punter. We got a punter.
Yo, wait. Hold on. Keep going down for my boy from Rutgers, yo. What Crookshank got? Yeah, Corsack. Yeah, get him in here. Let's go.
Are we drafting him over Dorian?
Fuck no.
Get Corsack in here, man.
Fuck it.
He'll come in here. See, look.
Now, record breaking.
Now you're making a mockery. Right there, you're making a mockery of it. Nah, of my sport.
Yo, are you rah-rah, man? Record breaking punter right there, bro.
I wouldn't give a flying fuck.
Yo, you will
draft no punter.
Right, you now. Will when he don't punt the way that this fool did, Sipsis did in the Super Bowl, and he put us in position to win games. Okay.
I can respect that.
And there's Dorian. Taking Dorian?
Yeah, take Dorian.
All right, folks.
Yeah, I like Trent Simpson, man. Folks get into Trent Simpson. It's a lot of people saying he can't play in zone. Trent Simpson is a baller. I do know that much. Gale left. Gale said he had enough.
Well, he might have. Hey, man, where's
Yeah, they hate Bijan.
They hate the Bijan.
They hate Bijan.
I don't give a fuck what they think because I love him.
Oh, of course I know.
So that's an A-minus overall. I mean, honestly, let's look at this. We got Bijan, top running back in the draft. Got Will McDonald, one of the top edge rushers.
Yep.
Steve Avila, Tank Dell, Carl Brooks.
Yeah.
Nam Skibby. Jaden.
It get a little funky in here.
It does get a little bit funky towards the end here. But, I'm going to be honest with you. Top 100, I love it.
Oh, yeah. It's all contributors, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you look at you still looking
showing up day one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where the fuck did everybody go?
Not bad. I don't know. I guess so, Gale had enough.
Prime had enough.
Prime had enough.
Prime face. He can't say that gonna stop talking over me.
Yeah, my internet keeps dropping.
You made it through. Welcome back, bro. We here at the end. Welcome back. Last
well,
word, bro.
I'll have you know that the website hated the Bijan pick, but we all loved it. So
we loved it.
I mean, me. Huh?
Yeah, we got an overall A-. The funniest thing I tend to laugh at is like some of the guys who are were like talking about the draft and stuff and predicting the draft. They have never had an NFL job.
I'm one of them. I'm right here.
But in the same right, you're not on TV talking that same stupid shit.
Yeah, facts. No, hell
no. It's like the thing to me, if a player is a player, he's a player. And like to me, if you're gonna draft a running back, you gotta already kind of have a quarterback, like we have a quarterback. And if you find a game changer like that and he falls to us. If you believe in him, I take him. I take my guy.
Yeah.
And, a couple years ago, there was that idea that people thought Howie was going to draft McCaffrey if he was there. That didn't happen. But
McCaffrey was different. Bijan has not had those injury things that McCaffrey.
It's like, you look McCaffrey's at McCaffrey, injuries came after that 500 touch cliff.
If Howie was rumored to be there on McCaffrey, where do you think Howie is on Bijan?
I think he's a little higher on Bijan.
Does he
McCaffrey,
listen
to McCaffrey? McCaffrey didn't get to visit.
A better McCaffrey, like Bijan is built like a running back. Yo, if you watch them at the combine, that's not why I like. Part of the reason why I watch the combine is because you get a chance to see how dudes look like in person. Mm-hmm. Bijan looks like he's rocked up solid, right? Like Jahmyr Gibbs looked more like a slot receiver. So
5'9".
Just looking at the body types, like Bijan is going to hold up better than the CMC. CMC's rocked up, but he's also on a smaller side, right? And so, Bijan is a legitimate running back prospect. they kick him at 10, I wouldn't be mad if you hit home runs in the rest of this joint, you know?
Yeah, the funny thing, too, is, like, you got to realize, too, they also did that West Collar maybe as a facade to people want to jump up there draft him. And because they like Roshan. Roshan is Roshan Johnson, who I thought I was looking at when I kept saying Bijan Johnson. Roshan is 6'2", 225.
That's a big boy.
And he is the best on the RPHs. That's run pass hurts. He's the best on the RPHs and as far as like run after yardage after contact. So I think that they're trying to lay a facade and lay a trap like how he does to get about two or three more picks. Like I got you. And then go draft Roshan because we need a thumper. If you look at it, we got two scat backs, possibly three if we want. We need a hammer. It's hammer time.
I wanted Brian Robinson last year, and Roshan reminds me definitely of.
I got a Robinson for you.
A Robinson esque.
I got a Robinson for you in this next draft. His name's Bijan.
Eagle fans out there, this mock draft was the Bijan draft. The whole idea of the mock drafts are to simulate what might happen. So, like, you know, just because, like, you pulled out one mock, it could be the next mock with another player there. So it gets interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Switch it up. Yeah, I saw Daniel Jeremiah today. With Van Ness at 10. I was like,
Daniel Jeremiah. You listen to Daniel Jeremiah.
Nah. No, I respect Daniel Jeremiah
more than the rest of these dudes. Him, Bucky Brooks, and Lewis Riddick actually know what they're talking about, son.
I kinda don't really respect none of them.
I mean, all three of them dudes actually had front office jobs though, bro. All of them are actually scouts.
Yeah.
Only one of them had a front. Lewis Riddick is the only one that had a front office job.
Daniel I mean, Jeremiah. Both Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks was both they was both scouts, bro. So like they did it professionally.
They also interviewed Daryl Jeremiah for position.
They both scouted Danny Watkins.
to play devil's advocate with myself, do you think that there's any possibility? Do you think there's any possibility in Howie Roseman simply trying to create a smokescreen by bringing Bijan into Philly, making people think that we want Bijan when in reality he doesn't. He's not really.
That's the first thing I thought when I saw Bijan in Philly, bro.
But either way, you got to do your homework. I mean, they want to know more about the player. I think it's perfect. And then some of these pre-draft visits aren't always just for the player itself in the present. It's in the future.
Yeah,
it's like these players that they have pre-draft visits with. They have all the information on them when they get cut loose 3 years later or whatever. They have an idea of the player, and then they bring them in.
I think you have to check that box with Bijan, right? Like, he has to be one of those pre-draft visits because he is one of the best players in the draft. Mm-hmm. And so it could be a smokescreen. It could be a smokescreen mixed with the fact that, like Gail said, you're just checking the boxes, you know, making sure that this is the prospect that you think. You know, I'm all for getting folks on that whiteboard because I want to see how you process information too, right? And so this is a chance to actually like intimately talk with him in a way you might not be able to before. Yo, if Bijan is that dude, take him at 10.
Yeah.
But well, the thing is,
thank you for your permission.
The Eagles do.
I'm glad to give it, bro. I'm glad to give it.
The Eagles do. I've been following their pre-draft visits for years. They do draft a lot of the players that they bring in. So we will see.
Unnecessary roughness.
We will see. We got the next mock draft we do on the next episode. I think we're gonna have to start with a corner.
Yes.
I like that.
I'm in.
Spoon.
I'm in.
I like
but spoon. On another day because my company's calling my name right now.
Yeah.
Hey, so I got a quick question for So Mal, you like I like Spoon more than I like Gonzalez.
Hell yeah, bro. I've been called an idiot so many times for that take, but Spoon is my CB1, bro. He a dog and can cover. Come on now.
Well, no, you know, but do you know why though?
Do I know why what?
I like Witherspoon over Gonzalez. It's not only the run support. That's like, but if you look at Witherspoon stuck it out in Illinois.
Yeah,
you know what? Gonzalez followed his coach to Colorado. I mean, from Colorado to Oregon. I was telling Gil about this earlier. It's like I understand the transfer porthole, but when you're following the coach, you're following your teacher. You're the teacher's pet. So,
well, then
eventually you're gonna have to get away from the coaches.
But I was also telling you that, you know, Colorado, that program started going downhill.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
it's a reason.
You
know,
isn't Deion in charge now?
Hey, but Matt, in Colorado, marijuana is legal.
It is.
It's a recreational sport.
I was supposed to be in Colorado now. I'm sick right now because I could have been there chilling. But no, I like school better.
April 20th, man, let's go.
All right, listen.
But you saw, I thought we were in the circle of trust.
No,
we're already like an hour and a half into this shit. I don't know why y'all expected anything less from me. This is Dick Pepperfield.
I wish I could. Yeah, I mean, you could close it down if when you're ready.
Oh, okay. I forgot that you're on the phone here. Sorry, Dick.
Oh yeah, he's on the phone. So if you're in charge, Ev.
Last word now.
That's right. So. If we could, as I pull up the banner here, go through our last words.
Let's go, Pete. That's what's up.
Go last word on the birds. Wow. Alice, what you got?
Thank you. That was uneventful. Like, my bad, because I'm used to the big words coming across, you know, and I'm getting to take a drink before I start out with my last words and shit. But my last words is this: it's like we can do all the mock drafts we want, but until we actually see, the funniest shit is we never know how the draft is going to roll.
Yeah.
Now the thing that I do know we have to be ready for, we have to be ready for Howie to trade back.
Yeah.
Obviously, to gain more picks, but I'm still interested to see what happens in these next couple of weeks of free agency to see what he garners, because I think. Personally, I think that will dictate what we draft early. So, with that, it's go Birds.
I got you, y'all.
It's the basketball coming. It's the basketball coming on and shit, and some other stuff. Shout out, really.
I was getting ready to do it too, man.
but you see, I paused because it's not a last word without that. And my last word is fly, Eagles, fly. Go Birds. Yes,
let's go.
Go Birds.
Mal?
Yeah. Hey, man, just always glad to be back on here. I feel like this is the first time I've been on here with all of y'all in a minute. So, Primo, good to see you, man. Always glad to connect with y'all boys. Excited that we got a chance to waste an hour and a half
talking
about stuff that, like, ain't gonna really change, but for another couple months or another month and some change. Also excited about this draft stuff with y'all, man. Like, we have a bunch of draft things that we'll be presenting outside of mock drafts, but also talking prospects and film breakdowns and all the above. So it's a ton of stuff coming, and I'm excited, man, for sure.
Let's go. Primo.
Man, you know, I mean, it's kind of hard to follow up on something like that, but it's the truth. You know, always a pleasure getting up together with you guys and talking this football. Eagles football. The draft is definitely going to be interesting. I mean, you know where most of our mindset is at with who we want to pick and everything. Mal's not agreeing with us, but man, we got a couple weeks. We got a few weeks to go ahead and work on that, man. Maybe we can go ahead and change the trenches on that and see what happens. But you know, at the end of the day, whatever decision is made, you know, what I mean, I'm welcoming anybody and everybody to the squad, so we can go ahead and run this thing back, man. It's the same mentality all the way through. Run it back. Let's go.
Absolutely.
Gail.
Go Birds.
First, I want to apologize for my internet access.
But anyways,
super annoying. I'm sorry for all the people in the comments. So if you couldn't bring up your comments, I'd like to bring up your comments during the show so we can be interactive. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. Shout out to you guys for holding it down. I mean, draft is right around the corner. Yes. I think we're in a position. I think the boards fall to our needs and kind of to the board. And I know with the Bijan talk might got people in their feelings, but I think this is a great exercise today to see what the board looks like after you pick a Bijan high.
Yeah.
But you know, at the end of the day, shout out to all y'all in the chat, and shout out to you guys on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to pick up. Hold up. You already had your time. Hold up. We're going to pick up where Gail would normally go ahead and lead off. We want to give a shout out to Koski, Tally, Pickery on the support that you guys constantly give us on a weekly basis. They got a big event coming up soon that, you know, hopefully the 4th of John boys could go ahead and get Sunday. Shout out to Bud Light, another sponsor of ours who
way to go
in the big time, you know what I mean, with the tailgates and everything like that. All right, how was that?
Is
that
good? Is
surprise, motherfucker.
Is it all right if Evan gets?
We going to the draft.
Go ahead, Evan. Go ahead.
Let me play the graphic real quick.
Let me play the graphic real quick.
All right, so anyway, listen, I'm a man with an agenda, and I'm a man with a sickness. And the only way that I could be cured of this sickness is more Bijan. Fucking let's go. Bijan at 10. I'm starting the agenda. You know what? Come April 27th, you guys are going to change your mind. You're going to be totally fine with Bijan at 10 because he's going to be the game changer that the Eagles need. I'm talking 40 points a game. Tank, yes, you have your hand raised. Question in the front row.
I have a question. I have a fever, and the only cure for it is more Bijan. Bang, 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 bang.
Let's go. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in to 4th and John. I'm in the driver's seat right now, so I'm going to close this.